This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk
this
Radio.
This is Girl Talk Radio.
A program of the Girls Math and Science Partnership
and the Saturday Light Brigade.
Connecting the minds of girls
and women through science,
inquiry,
and broadcast technology.
We are changing the world.
We are changing the world.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
We are Girl Talk Radio.
This is Allie, and I'm 13 years old and live in Washington, Pennsylvania.
And this is Lydia. I'm 12 years old, and I live in Point Breeze in the city of Pittsburgh.
We got a chance to interview Mia Davis. She is a grassroots organizer for the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics.
Ms. Davis lives in Boston, Massachusetts. She explained to us that the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics is trying to get toxic chemicals out of personal care products. She also explained the skills needed to carry out her job, such as how to prioritize your day and how to budget your time.
In today's, you know, day and age, we have a lot of things flying at us at once. We have, you know, emails and text messages and phone calls and lots of news coming at us at a faster rate than ever before. So you kind of have to have the ability to figure out what's urgent, like where the fires are, so to speak, and what can wait until later.
She then went on to explain her organization's mission.
There's only a little bit of chemicals in one personal care product, and the cosmetics industry will often say, oh, it's no big deal. It's just a little bit of carcinogen and, you know, Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo, or just a little bit of lead in lipstick. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. But the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, where I work, we think exactly the opposite.
After she explained to us her organization's mission, she shared with us that her family and friends are very supportive of her work.
When we asked her about her inspiration, her answer grabbed our attention. She mentioned Rachel Carson, one of the founding members of the environmental movement.
She was one of the first people to really call attention to the fact that the environment isn't just this other thing. It isn't just this thing outside of us where, you know, polar bears live and there are trees. The environment is in our bodies and outside of us, and it's all very intimately connected.
Ms. Davis explained how chemicals in personal care products are linked with diseases.
You really have to do a lot of research to figure out which chemicals are linked with which diseases and which chemicals you really want to avoid in cosmetics and in other products.
She went on to tell us that these products aren't regulated by the government.
Basically, cosmetics companies, and I'm not just talking about makeup, but companies that make baby shampoo, aftershave, cologne, makeup lotion, etc., any personal care products, those companies can put pretty much any chemical they want in those products and then put it on the store shelves without any kind of safety testing.
She also explained that most teenage girls use about 17 personal care products daily. She then told us about an awesome website that listeners could go to learn more about their care products. This website is called safecosmetics.org. Here you can find more about the campaign and search the chemical safety of a product that you use.
In addition, Ms. Davis told us about a book that addresses this issue. It is called Not Just a Pretty Face, The Ugly Side of the Beauty Industry, written by her friend and colleague Stacey Malkin.
Finally, she explained an additional way to get involved.
Have a house party where you can make your own cosmetic products. So if you go to the website, we have a kit called the Makeover Kit, and it gives tips on how to have a house party with your friends or your family and make your own cosmetic products from different recipes.
Girl Talk Radio is brought to you with expertise from the Saturday Light Brigade
and the generous funding of GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare
and its copyright 2008 Girls Math and Science Partnership.
For more information, visit braincake.org.